Parshas Vayeshev. Parshas Vayeshev. We start off. We meet up with the story of Yosef HaTzadik. Of Yosef HaTzadik and the brothers. The sad and sorrowful story. We went down to Mitzrayim. Brother selling him. And we open up the scene, page 12, Westinghouse coloring book. We open up the scene with a coat of many colors. The Yisrael Ohav Es Yosef Mikol Bonov Given Skunim Huloi V'Osa Loi Kisoin Es Pasim. Yisrael loves his son Yosef Mikol Bonov Given Skunim Huloi V'Osa Loi Kisoin Es Pasim. He makes for him a Kisoin Es Pasim. Now this is one of the favorite pages for the coloring books of Bodhisattva. The Ksoinus Pasim. Because it's made with many different parts. So you get a lot of colors here. It's mamish, you know. They love this. The Crayola Company loves the Ksoinus Pasim. Every year they have to buy new crayons for the Ksoinus Pasim. Except for that angry kid, he uses black, you know, all over the face, you know. He gets a black Ksoinus Pasim. But the Ksoinus Pasim, we all remember the third grade, everybody came home with the picture. What is that? That's the Ksonis Pasim of Isaiah. Now this Ksonis Pasim is very, very interesting Zach of Isaiah. Rashi brings a Medrash Agod over here. Why is it called the Ksonis Pasim? Rashi's first part, Klimilas, Mokarpas. But Rashi brings a Medrash Agod. What was this Ksonis Pasim? Look, the Medrash Agoda, Al Shem Saroysov, Shenimka the Potifar, he was sold to Potifar, Pei, L'Soichrim, L'Ishmaelim, Midyonim. Figure it out, Rabbi Yisrael, that's where it's very time. For Pasin, Pei, Samach, Yud, Mem, representing Potifar, Soichrim, Ishmaelim, Midyonim. Pelo Atzer, Rabbi Yisrael. What's the Medrash telling us over here? The Ksoinus Pasim represents all the Nisyoinus, all the Tzoros that Yaakov Yosef is going to go through in the next time sequence. A major, major Tzoros. And it's interesting, everybody probably asked right away, those who learned, you know, Chumash a little bit, what is the Potifa first? The Chorah, that came later on. It should have been Tzorichim, Ishmaelim, Midyonim, then he went to Potifa. I guess it was too hard to say that. Samip, whatever it is. Bekitza, they made it Pasim. That's not how it works. What's Pshat? Soin is Pasim. Right in the Soin is Pasim, I believe there's a new Shmuz of us that just came up recently. Right in the Soin is Pasim, I believe the story takes place a little further on down. The next page, page 14, we're back to the coloring book. And there we see Yosef goes to visit the brothers. Good thing there's a new song from MBD that everybody, now we know this pasuk, otherwise you wouldn't know it. Baruch Hashem, it's Achai Ani Mevakesh, something like that. Baruch Hashem, I just turned the tape, Baruch Hashem. Otherwise this pasuk would never have been famous. But anyway, Lemaisa, he goes to see his brothers, he wants brothers, they take him. They throw him into a pit. They take off the Ksoinus Pasim again. And this Ksoinus Pasim is brought to the father. And when he sees the Ksoinus Pasim with the blood, what is the first thing Yosef Yaakov Avinu says about his son? Very interesting lashon. When he sees them, they bring the ksoines, they bring it, Ayel Eilenu, Vayikhu Ksoines Yosef, Vayishchatu Sirizim, they shech the Sirizim, they take the blood, and they bring this ksoines patsim, Vayaviyo Laviyam, Vayoymu Zois Matsonu, this is what we found. Hakir Noah Ksoines Bincho, this is Ksoines Bincho, Vayakiro, he recognizes it, Vayoymu Ksoines Bni, this is the ksoines of my son, Chayaro Achalosu. The Chaya Roh has gotten to him. So Rashi, Nitznetza boy Ruach HaKodesh. What's that Chaya Roh HaLosu? Rashi says, Ruach HaKodesh entered into him at that moment. Shosoifo Shitzizkora boy Eishas Potifa. Who's this Chaya Roh? So Rashi, it's the Eishas Potifa who's going to attack him, try to entice him, try to get him. That's the Chaya Roh HaKodesh. What's Pshat? What's that to do with the Ria of the Ksonis Pasim? To answer these kashas, Rabbi Yisai, I want to take us back, Rabbi Yisai. We're going to go back in the coloring book a little bit. I want to take us back to something that happens earlier. Yaakov Avinu is working 20 years for his father-in-law, Laban. Some of the guys eat that for breakfast. So he's working for Laban in the morning. And he's working for many years already, 20 years. And all of a sudden, he decides he has to leave. It's time to go. What happened? So Rashi brings a Meriah de Gazach. Rashi brings, it's a Medrash talk at the beginning of this week's parasha also, that as soon as Yosef was born, Yosef, it's time to go back. I don't have to worry about Esav anymore. Yosef is the antidote for Esav. Till Yosef was around, till Yosef was born, everything wasn't so complete. When Yosef is born, once Yosef is born, Yosef is the one, he's now the antidote, we don't have to worry anymore about Esav HaRosh. What's the pshat after Yosef? Why is Yosef considered the antidote? The one is only going to connect that he doesn't have to worry about Esav HaRosh. Rashi, in the beginning of this week's parasha, I know the Nekuda, we have to be oimed on. Rashi says, as we start to go to the Teretz of Oisai, Rashi says, he brings Chazal, it's famous to Uncle is, V'Yisrael, oh, this Yosef, back to that person, he called Bonov, he ben skunim huloy. He was a ben skunim, so everybody's little things of that, oh, at 70 or whatever, 190, whatever he had is this young kid. Oh, and it's always, you know, the older parent with the young little child. They're walking through the park together. He's very, very pop, you know, very, very endeared to this father because he's a ben skunim huloy. That's the pashtus. Aber Rashi says, Rashi brings a medrash, Beres the Tagim Unkele, so, V'Yisrael Rechem Yosef Bikovna Re Barchakim Huloy. He was a Barchakim Huloy. He was a Chocham. Ben skunim Loshon Zikno. The Osoloy Kisoynes Pasim. He made for him a ksoinis pasim. V'uncle is tear games of Rashi b'chakam hulei. He was a chacham to him. B'chakam hulei. It's not an interesting lashon. It's a b'chakam hulei. It's called huloi. What does it mean it's a chacham to him, Rabbi Yisrael? Rashi very perplexing again. But he's a chacham to him. He's a chacham. Zok Rashi. Shot in the unkelis. Barachakim hulei. Kol mashal lomad mishem ve'ever mosar loy. Whatever Torah that Yaakov Avinu learned from shem ve'ever, that's the Torah that was given to Yosef HaTzadik. What does Rashi mean? The Torah that he learned from shem ve'ever. there was two different Torahs that he learned? L'chayra, what about the Torah that he learned from Yitzchak? Even though Rashi says, was Yoshev HaHolim. But Yahivadi learned from Yitzchak. What does it mean, the Torah that he learned from Shem Ve'Aver, that was the Torah that he was Matzah by? And finally, Yosef is faced with one of the biggest nishyonos that anybody was faced in the history of the world. I'm sure people were faced with it in other generations. Eshes Potiphar, the mice with Eshes Potiphar. Yosef is enticed day in, day out. He struggles with this issue day in, day out. It comes to one final climax. The day, the awesome malacht or whatever the pshat, and Yosef is nimsin a matzav that he could be chas v'sholom nichshol tremendously. At that moment, Yosef sees the mus diyuknoi shel aviv. He sees the reflection of his father's face in the window, speaking to him, telling him that everybody's going to be, all of the shvatim are going to be engraved in stone on the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol, and your stone will be missing. Yosef sees his father's appearance standing before him, staring at his face at the highest moment of the taiva, at the moments of the biggest nisayon that was shayich. We don't understand what the nisayon was. She was machliv kol yoyim v'yoyim to entice him, to bring bagadim, to bring zachar. She was saying, he was at that moment, and that moment all of a sudden it appears the father's face, as he says, if not for that, what would have been, it could have been, what helped was he saw his father's appearance in the window. Hello. I don't think anybody else had ever seen Shun at a father, but anybody in the window. What's the pshat of us? What's the mahalach of you? And it wasn't a dream of us. Maybe he was hallucinating. You know, he took some heavy pills beforehand. Who knows what? He was hallucinating. Maybe he had a nice cup of cold beers beforehand. Maybe he was hallucinating. Chazal say he saw the Mustar Yukno Be'emes, telling him a very clear statement. You saw it in my head, the good boy side. You have to take us back, and you saw it, the Achronim say it, the Beisalevi, other Achronim say it, unbelievable, you saw it. Yitzchak Avinu had two children. One of them was Yankiv, and one of them was Esav. And Be'etzem, both of them, I'm saying it very quickly, because when I get to the main, you saw this is the introduction of boy side. But Yitzchak had Shrei Kinder, two children, Yankiv and Esav. Each one had a tafkid. Esav had a tafkid in this world, l'shem shamayim, Rabbi Yisai. Yaakov Avinu's tafkid was the Yoshev HaOlim. He was supposed to be the one that sat and learnt, the one that produced the Poiskim Ador, the Yisochos, the ones that produced, the ones that were to sit in the base Medrash to be the Kohel Kol Yankiv, the ones that were going to be, the ones in the Moir HaYirah to teach Torah to Yisrael that we always need. Shevet Levi, that continued that throne, that tafkid, the Lord Shevet Levi, Bulvatas, the Ramah, everybody could be that person who continues the base Yankiv. But there was another tafkid. There was a person that had to go out in the Bria. There was a person that had to go out in the world and be productive in the world, to go out into the world and do pragmatia, do business, get involved in the Olam Hazeh, but in the same vein, being Kodesh Lashem, being Lashem Shemayim, using out the Bria, and bringing out the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the whole entire Bria, and supporting, and helping, and having the wealth, and having the ability to support, and to keep that base Yankov going. That was supposed to be the matzah of Yaakov and Esav. But Yaakov Avinu saw. Yaakov Avinu saw that there was Esav HaRasha. This would never come to be. The Avodah, which was the Bechaira, which was the Oisik and Olam Hazeh, taking behemoths and offering them up, and using it L'Shem Shemayim, that whole Avodah, which was Shayat to the Bechaira, was Shayat to Esav. He's Esav HaRasha. This is a man who's a maniac. He's killing, he's raping, he's doing crazy things. He's out there doing the worst of Avodahs. He's going to be the one who's going to bring Kiddush Hashem in the world. It's not Shai. Yaakov Avinu has to steal the brachas, and now he has to become dual part. Dual citizenship, as they say. He has the two parts. He has to be in one, the Yankiv, and he has to be in one. As soon as he gets the brachas of Yisrael, where does he head out to? After 14 years of Beis Shem Ve'Eved, he heads out to go to Beis Lavan. He goes out to Beis Lavan. What's he doing in Beis Lavan, Rabbi Yisrael? What's Yaakov Avinu doing, working 20 years with sheep? Shepherd! Come on! Rav Shach, let's go out! Come on, get your sheep and your stick! What's he doing out of the Beis Medrash? Now, he had to take on a new tafkid. He had to take on Esav's tafkid. He has to go out there for 20 years. And he marries how many wives, Rabbi Yisrael? How many fingers up there? Two wives, Rabbi Yisrael. What? Two wives? He needs two wives? Everybody knows the story. Leah's eyes were rakos. He was crying all day and night. The tissues are back from that shmooze number two. Pass the tissues, Rabbi. What's the problem? I found out I'm going to marry Esav. Why am I Esav, Leah? Because Bechor is Bechor. I mean, what do you mean? We're two sisters and two brothers. We're supposed to go. What's the Ashkoch? Yaakov Avinu takes Leah and Rachel. What's the Pshat of this? The Teretz is Leah was supposed to be the one. She was the one who went out. She was the one who support this husband who was supposed to go out. Leah was the Yatsonis. She was supposed to support the husband who's going out in the world, going out and bringing Hashem's name, Mekadoshim Shemayim, out there in the world. Rachel was the one who was going to support the Kalo vibe. She's going to be in the home cooking latkes. When her husband came home after Seder, a few latkes for Hanukkah. Because she was going to be the Kalo wife. But Yaakov Avinu has a dual tafkid now. Both Yosef's job and Yaakov's job. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu now has to go out in the world and bring Kiddush Shem Shemayim in the world, Rabbi Yisrael. But to do that, Zok Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky and Moira the Gavart. Zok there, he went to Shem their Beis Eved for 14 years. Why are you doing Beis Eved Dafka then? Before he, it seems Rabbi Yankov understood he learned all over, not Dafka Shem Ve'Eved. Zok Rabbi Yankov and Moira the Gavart. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yisrael. Zok Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky is a vore, Rabbi Yisrael. No, Rabbi Yankov says, Moira Dik. Rabbi Yaakov says that the reason why he went out of Eber, because Shem Ve'Eber were the ones who would teach Torah's Golas. They were the ones who lived in the door of the Mabul, when the world was impregnated, the world was swarming with promiscuity. The world was swarming with Znus and all the terrible Avedis. Shem had to teach the world in that Matzav. Not to be Nimshach! And Eber, in the time of the dark flood when the world was lost themselves with Hashkofis, let's build a tower, let's try to build a big tower up there, come on, pass the brick! Come on, get your hammer! Why? We're going to start a war. What are they, Meshuggah and Nevelt? They're starting a war with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you use? A BB gun? They're mixed up in Hashkofa. Eber lived in that generation of Rabbi Yaakov. He was teaching that in the Torah of Golos. Yaakov Avinu went to prepare himself. An extra preparation for Torah's Golos. So Yaakov Kamenetsky. Because he needs to go out in the world now. And when a person goes out in the world, everybody says, you don't go out without being prepared. I'm studying to be a doctor. What are you going to be a doctor in? I'm going to be a neurosurgeon. How many years do you plan to study? Well, I think I'll do it in 6 months. said, that'll take enough money to buy the degree from somebody in England. I could buy it off and get a doctorate. And I'll do brain surgery with a kitchen table knife and a fork. Dig it in. Nurse, fork please. Through the eyeballs. I learned neurosurgery in Zimbabwe. 6 months. Not bad. You see the guy's meshugana. How do you go to such a guy? 6 months neurosurgery is not child. You'll talk again, a chopped up brain surgery. 6 months is crazy. You're prepared to do brain surgery. You need 12 years, 15 years. And to go out into the world, Rabbi Yisrael, to handle the nisyonis of Olam Hazeh, not to cheat, as a show at all. The Chofetz Chaim writes in a place that with everything, if you're allowed to go out to work, you're not allowed to go out to a shayla, he says that's clear, and look at the Bir Halacha, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm not calling Bir Halacha, Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. Look at the Bir Halacha. Chofetz Chaim says, shayla, should you sit in Koilin and make money off work, should go out to work? Chofetz Chaim says, the shayla only starts after you know Kamat of Choshen Mishpat. So I hate to tell you guys are here for a long time. But if you're all Choshen Mishpat, and you know all those ribbis, and those gneivim, and gzeil, all that, there you go, I understand, how you go out in the world, what are you going to do? You come to a shayla, well, I'll be Mekel. What's the shayla? You're doing ribbis every day. You know what happens if you do ribbis? Somebody's like, Ein Afaroi Ninar. In English, please. Translate that. That means you don't get up. Yes, I'm Mason. Everybody's getting up. You lie there for a long time, everybody said. You just keep lying there. The Mason with the Kiveiga, the Mason, my famous Mason with Kiveiga, that the Chaver Kadisha, they once came to a guy, they once wanted to bury a guy in the neighborhood. And the Mason, they came to the Chaver Kadisha, and the Chaver Kadisha charged him an exorbitant amount of money. A real, real large sum of money. And the families came to complain. What's going on? We know everybody, they give deals. I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you the problem over here. You see, we give a deal on everybody. We give a cheap deal or whatever. Because we know when we bury him, he's not going to, you know, this is a place. It's a habitat. He's staying there. But a lot of people, Mitzvah Shem, they're getting up at Chiyas HaMeisim. So they're coming out in a few years. So rent for a few years, how much is it? But your relative over here, he does ribbis. He's there for a long time! He's not coming out of there! He has to pay heavy rent! He's there for a long, long time! Like people think they're there for a long time, you know, a jacuzzi was just put in a cavern somewhere in Wisconsin. Case in the middle of the night he wakes up. Hot water please, jacuzzi me. Rub-a-dub-dub in the jacuzzi in his mausoleum, whatever it is. The kid's up! Where we hold it? Anyway! So the mice of the Torah's goal is to prepare Rabbi Yisrael. To prepare for the Torah's goal of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, 14 years of preparation. I always said a pshat, Rabbi Yisrael. I always wanted to answer this. Yaakov Avinu, all of a sudden, everybody's going crazy in that week's shmooze. Yaakov Avinu didn't sleep for 14 years, the Gemara says, right? Those 14 years. First episode, those 14 years he didn't sleep. Doesn't say about the other years that he learned. For 60 years he was learning, 63 years. No one talked about not sleeping. Yaakov Avinu went to sleep. He went to sleep. That's what a bach wants to answer me. We can't say, no, Rav, what about the 63 years? He also slept. So why can't I sleep? But I said he didn't sleep for 63 years. He slept during those 63. Not the 60. Oh, I'm sorry. The kids up! It has been tomorrow for the year. But anyway, the mice, I see some guys small and minor. They fall, yeah. Anyway, right, the kids are, not for tonight, tomorrow night. But anyway, the mice are getting back. So 63 years. 63 years he was learning. Didn't say he went to sleep. He slept. Yeah. For 40, he doesn't sleep. What's the pshat? What does he want to say? Pshat is there. What do you think? He went, he fell asleep. The mother says, you can't go 3 days. The pshat was, Yaakov was trying to work on himself. Not to give in to Olam Hazeh. He's going to have to go out to the world. What's the problem we go out to the world the first time? The problem is that we get involved with Gashmi. The problem we get absorbed into it. We get sunken in. We get pulled in. We get so pulled in that we forget where we are, who we are, what we're about. We take a little bit and there it is. Just more and more, a little bit more cake, a little bit more cake, a little bit more. The whole cake's finished. Just have a little piece tonight. His wife comes in, she was hoping to have some coffee. She comes in the morning, an old husband of mine, he finished it again. Oh, Baruch, I thought you were having just a small piece. Racheli, you know me. I just couldn't help myself. That small piece turned into a large piece, and then a larger piece. And before I know it, it was gone. What could I do? Maybe tomorrow that'll be better. What's the pshat? The pshat is a person gets nimshach. He gets pulled further and further. Just one little thing I want to watch, a clip. I want to clip it. And there he is, 14 hours in front of the Xbox, the Y box, whatever it is. What happened, Joy? Come on, you say you're just watching a clip. What happened? Just a small clip, Rebbe. It's 3 minutes. Oh, you're out! It's 12 and a half hours! Get out of there already! We don't want to say where he is. His mother has to bang on the door over there. He's just reading a small article. 4 hours later, he walks out of there. He's all red in the face. What happened? I just had to read a small article. You could have read one of these 645 fake books in there. He comes out of there, mamish, who knows where he walks out, he's stayed, he can't handle himself. What happened? It was just a small little thing. You know, Rebbe, they always say, I just went to sleep for a little bit after Shachris. A little nappy. I was so tired. I only got 12 hours of sleep last night. After Shachris, you know, we have a small break of about a half hour. I knew I would get up, it's just a 5 minute nap. The next thing I knew, in my favorite line, the next thing I knew, it was the next day in the afternoon. What could I do? I mean, it was just a small little nap. The next thing I knew, this man was over. And I had napped it out. Maybe next man, I won't go to sleep after Shachris. What's the pshat? He didn't want to sleep. Could be he didn't. You get drawn in Gashmias. The more you get involved, the more you're involved, the more you get drawn in, the more you get pulled in, the more you get sunken in. You just fall in. You can't get out of it. You're trapped in there. And because you're trapped in, you get so involved. And so you lose your whole purpose of Isaac. I was just reading in a fan's book. He told me about a certain Talmud of his, who was Taka, he had the internet for whatever reason, and the guy lost himself. He was a guy who was saying Shi'urim, lost it like Gamri Abayisai. Lost it. Just a little bit of internet every night. Google it, Rabbi. He was Googling it all right, and his eyeballs became Googled. He was Googling all right. He was giggling and Googling over there. By the end of the day, he said every Rosh Hashanah he couldn't deal with it anymore. He'd get sunken in, making more in the Dharam. I'll stop Hanukkah by Hanukkah and this. He gets drawn in. Otherwise, that overpowers you. You can't handle it. Yaakov Avinu didn't go to sleep. The pshat was a boy said, he didn't want to fall in. He didn't want to give Olam Haba any Natiya for Olam Hazeh. We're not holding that. I'm a Drager, but I'm not telling anybody to do that, Rabbi said. I'm just trying to explain what Yaakov Avinu is trying to do. He knows he's going to Olam Hazeh. He's going to be involved with sheep. He's involved with liars and cheaters. He's going to be involved in Olam Hazeh. He doesn't want to get sucked in. He was training his body. He was getting so enveloped that he shouldn't give in to his gufnius feelings. Going to sleep is the most gufniistic thing. And that's the most thing that draws us forever and ever. It's not cool to 160 of the Misa for nothing. You get drawn in, you're like dead to the world, they say. There's one bucket once told me, wow, can you imagine how geschmack death's going to be? If sleep's only 160. Bekitzo. But he wants to work on that. So Yaakov Avinu doesn't go to sleep, he's Oisik, and Ruchni is 14 years without going to sleep, without giving in to Netiya. And Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Isai, is successful. That's his preparation for Golus. I think I'll do 6 months in Israel preparing for my life. A 5 month trip with 3 months on vacation, 2 months sleeping, and 1 month learning Mishnayos Sanhedrin with my rabbi. I think I gave Israel a fair chance. I think I prepared for life and the shortness of life. You see him a few months, 2 years down the line. Hi, Rebbe. You like my Pepsi Cola bottle cap on my head? You can call me Pepsi if you want. What happened to you, Shmulek? Well, I guess I didn't prepare well enough, Rebbe. I didn't prepare enough. I didn't drink enough Coke. That's why I wear Pepsi on my head. What happened to you, Shmuel? What happened? What's that long hair? What's that bracelet on your hand? You were yeshiva bacha. What happened to you, Shmulek? I got sunken in, Rabbi, to this world. You were right. Shmuz 137. I remember that, Shmuz. I laughed the whole time how foolish that guy was, but here I am. Why didn't he get, was able to handle the shyness? He didn't prepare. He wasn't ready for the swarming, powerful, enormous Tivus Olam Hazeh that the world of Olam Hazeh out there is promoting. And if I don't prepare myself, if I don't get myself ready for it, if I don't become infused, if I don't come inflamed with Ruchnius, if I don't fill myself up with Torah and Ruchnius, what are my chances of handling that Olam Hazeh Gevelt out there? Was that? Even if I learned the Koilel on the Lower East Side, next to Joe's Delicatessen, which every day it happens to have a non-kosher blinking sign there, but I pass by everywhere and the aroma is great. Where I'm in an office room, was that? Where there's other people around me. They also have long hair like me, but they don't have to be male. How am I going to handle those in shyness? Don't worry about me, Rebbe. I'm strong. I worked out in the Tiferes Chaim gym room every night. Look at my muscles. Popeye, the sailor. Here we are. Last week's movie, we didn't get Popeye. Popeye the sailor, here I am with my muscles. But there's no spiritual muscles. You didn't build up your spiritual muscles. How are you going to handle the shyness? Ribbono Shel Olam, you know what's going on out there with the internet, the shminternet. All these things are supposed to be killing society. They're ruining lives. They're ruining lives of people, of marriages. They're ruining lives of beautiful Yiddish and Shomer, their families. Destroyed! Destroyed! Because he wasn't Oymen Ben Nisayon. He had no preparation. He studied for his GEDs, or he studied for his regents, or his college degree for 7,226 hours without a break. He was chewing on Ritalin every 4 minutes. His brain was coming out of his ears already. What is that thing coming out of your ear, Mr. Simons? Part of the brain, I'm sorry, the Ritalin's popping it out. I pop it in and it pops out. What are you doing? I gotta get A's. I gotta be prepared. I'm gonna be a medical doctor. I'm gonna be a lawyer. Or better, on my license plate, I'm gonna say Esquire. I'm gonna drive around in a big car. I'm gonna be a chasher. I gotta be prepared. After that, in the shortness that we're going to have, are we prepared? Are we preparing ourselves? Are we getting ready? We could have that one Nisayon, and that could be it, Rabbi Sai. That's it. Lishkavetzla li yoizimo, Zok Chazal. Lishkavetzla ba'oilam hazeh, to live with the Eish Potifar, to sleep on this world. Li yoizimo lo'oilam habo, forever and ever, poppy seeds. Shmooze 3:27. Get out your challah with the poppy seeds. Forever and ever, it's gone. He wasn't Oymed Ben Isayim. Well, lost it. Next thing. Pass the chips. Lost it. Because he wasn't Oymed Ben Isayim. And the Messiah's going to be out there. How are you going to handle it? You got to prepare yourself. Yaakov Avinu sees, and that was Niskalat to him. Who's the antidote for Esav? Esav is this Nida. The Nida! That has to go out into the world. And Esav is the kitchuk for that Nida. We have to show. Esav is always standing there. You took away my thing? If you're not Noe Ketsurasa, if you're not being Noe Gapitoira, out there in the world, why'd you take away my task before? I could have done the same. I could have been out there doing Averis. You were the one who took it away because you were going into the world to show that you could remain strong. Yaakov Avinu sees Yosef. Yosef is going to be the one who's going to carry that torch. Ki ben zikurim ulozor Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky! Why Dafka Torah Shame Veve? Yosef's going to be the one who's going to have to go out and fight the Mishonis outside the Beis Medrash. To fight that world out there and come out as Yosef HaTzadik. He's going to want to have to carry that torch. Therefore, Yaakov Avinu gives the Torah. Kivar Chakim Hulei, he saw he had the smartness, he saw he had that understanding, he saw that he had the Midah that could go. And it was his Galatim when he was born, when it's time to leave, we have the antidote for Esav HaRasha. But Yaakov Avinu realizes, he realizes deep down, that to handle a Nisyoyim, that's going to be so, so strong, because that's what Olam Hazeh presents. I need Yosef to have something of mine. To have with him. To gird the strength from that. To handle the Messiah. For Osaloi Kisoinus Pasi. He makes for him a colorful coat. Yaakov Avinu doesn't know it's going to cause jealousy. Yaakov Avinu, oh, well, in all the chinuch books today, it has been stated, and the Gemara says it also, that you cannot, do not give over something to one son before the other son. Yaakov Avinu must have messed up his chinuch course. He didn't take chinuch 107 from Rabbi Samuel Johnson. He happens to be black, and he's related to the president also. He's the president's wife's cousin. No, it's true, right? He's a black rabbi. It depends. He gives a chinuch class. He was raised in this, wherever he was, and he came out a rabbi. He knows chinuch very well. Maybe he should teach you chas v'sholom. You look at the others, they were doyle oylam. Of a Yaakov Avinu understood it. Taka caused jealousy. The Gemara Torah said it caused jealousy. But Yaakov Avinu understood that he needed. Maybe the jealousy was he could have given something else, but he needed to give Yosef something that he would remember him, he would have with him, when he goes through the Shemesh, that he's going to have to go through an Olam Hazeh. We fight the Kasha, by saying, unbelievable, by this shot hit me this year. I don't know if it emits, but it sounds very good. Shemesh, Pasim, Rashi says, Medrash Agoda. What's going on here? Potifar, Soichre, Ma, Kesher. Masikim is Tvash, if you were saying. The Ksoin is Pasim. Is the coat, is the vessel that he's going to withstand the Nisyonis
Apointifah, Sarkhi Mishmaelim, for the sword they have to go through! That's the remiss! You have a new star, oh, let's go shopping in Gap! Come on, Yosef! Maybe you want some nice pants! You can buy you a colorful jacket! And I'll get you a suit! A Marcelino! Frank Marcelino, $450 suit! Come on, Yosef! You deserve it! You got 100 on your spelling bee! Come on, little Yosef, let's go buy you a nice suit! Maybe a beautiful tie! Giorgio Armani! Behind the neck is the new style! Come on, Yosef, we'll get you the new style tie!
What's going on here, Moshe? That's not the others. The Torah's not to tell us about the others taking shopping. And Lord and Taylor.
Bloomingdale's! The McCormick from Bloomingdale's!
He doesn't have to do the Torah's to tell us. He turns down the money to get signed. Yosef, I gotta give you, you're gonna be the one who's going out to the world. I have to give you something in mind that's gonna help you. And when you wear it, when you go out, a place like Moedic, when they take off the coat, and they bring it back, and it's bloodstained, and they show Yaakov, you know, what does he say to Moedic? Chaya, Ro, Achaloso, Nitzna, Boy, Ruach, HaKodesh. Eishes Potifah. How is he going to handle the son of Eishes Potifah? Not that he knew. The pshat was that was the remnant here. The Eishes Potifah. What's going to be the Eishes Potifah now? The vehicle through which he could gird strength to handle the Messiah. Is that cult? Is that son as possible? Yeah, Yosef now is up to what's going to be? He has no paddle, as they say. He's up the creek without a paddle. He's missing the instrument that I feel is going to help him withstand the nisyonos of Potifar Yishmaelim. But the Ribono Shel Olam is with Yosef, and Yosef HaTzadik sees the Musti Yochanan Shalom. His father taught him the Torah. Yosef took with him from his years in Eretz Yisrael. He sees the picture of his father, the one who taught him Torah, his Rebbe. He sees his Rebbe. His Rebbe is with him. He went out to the Golus, and he didn't just leave the yeshiva. He took his Rebbe with him. And that the Musti Yuknoi, that picture is with Yosef. And when it comes that moment of truth, the moment that is going to decide whether he's going to be excommunicated forever and ever, or be zeicha to be the one that the sea splits. When they see Yosef, says the Chazal, Vayonos, what's the lush of the pasuk? Vayara yon Vayonos, the sea sees Vayonos, and it goes and it runs away. Vayonos of Chazal, Neimos! It runs away! Because of the one who ran away. The sea sees this thing! The tremendous, unbelievable koyach to withstand the Messiah! And the sea says, Vayonos, I'm going to split! Because this was above nature, to be able to withstand it. But from where did Yosef gird his loins? Where did he get the strength to withstand this Messiah? Musti Yukno Shalaviv. The father, the Rebbe, is with him. Yosef didn't just leave the yeshiva, he didn't leave his father's presence. He went out and he took it with him. And he took it with him into the Golus. And he was able to withstand. He was able to go through these unbelievable Nisyonos and come out to be Yosef HaTzadik. This is the lesson of Yosef. Yaakov Avinu is teaching us, you gotta take something with you from yeshiva, by side. You gotta go, come to yeshiva, and you gotta take something with you. Not recipes for sushi, how many different wraps to make. I just learned a new recipe. And that how to get different iPod movies on my iPod. I learned that, so I never knew that before. They had such an iPod. An X27 iPod. I never knew that, Melissa. You could have such an iPod. The iWatch phone. You watch it from the phone. You have it on your watch and on your phone. Two movies at once. I never knew that. I came back from Eretz Yisrael with that. I came back with a lot of weight. I was overweight when they weighed me on the scale. I ate so much food here, jelly donuts on the Hanukkah. I came back with a lot from Eretz. What do you mean I came back? A whole photo album also. That was last week's Shmuz. I came out a whole photo album, all pictures. I even have pictures of my Rebbe. Here he is, here's my Rebbe. Rebbe, have a bamba. Okay, snap. Oh, we got Rebbe eating bamba. What a great picture. I got Rebbe on the basketball court. I got Rebbe skiing. I got a picture of Rebbe climbing. Now I'm Hermon. Oh, how wonderful. Does he have the picture of his Rebbe learning Torah? There's a picture of his Rebbe giving him Musa. There's a picture of his Rebbe with him. Is he connected to his Rebbe? Oh, I got a great connection with my Rebbe. What do you mean? We exchange baseball cards. I have a great connection with my Rebbe. What do you mean? Every time he comes into America, I take him out to eat. I show him all the good restaurants. I'm a good Talmud. Maybe I want to do something special with you, Rebbe Talmud. I have the greatest restaurant there is to take you out to. I never saw you eat a 17.4 ounce steak, Rebbe. I'm going to show you how. We do things together, me and my Rebbe. Pizza we eat together with mushrooms on top. My Rebbe likes mushrooms. So I know about my Rebbe. I know a lot of things. He likes mushrooms on his pizza. He likes sauerkraut on his frankfurter. Right? We got to know each other here in Israel. I know all what he likes to eat. But you know who your Rebbe is? Did you make a kesher with a Rebbe or an Avreich? Do you have the musti yuknai? Are you prepared for Elul Hazeh to go out there and deal with the nisyonos? It's going to be overwhelming. And if I did, the best thing is to stay as long as possible away from it. But if you have to go out, if that's your tafkid, are you prepared? Are you getting yourself ready? Are you soaking up what you can? Are you getting the kesher to a Rebbe? How many times you have to meet him? You call him for years. Rebbe, I'm telling you, we're going to keep a kesher. I'm telling you we're going to keep a kesher. I'll show you right now. Where's your shoelace? I'll tie it for you. We'll keep a strong kesher, Rebbe. Double knot kesher. No shoelaces, though. Big Yitzhak, we're going to make a kesher! What kind of kesher? Every week, I'm telling you, Rebbe, we're going to be on the phone. We're going to learn Meslat Yesharim. The path of the just on the telephone, Rebbe. P.S. 4 years later, I'm still waiting for the call. Rebbe, well, you know, things are very hard at night to call you, but today at night there are a lot of things going on the internet. I just couldn't get to calling you. It was on the top of my list. The only thing I had three other lists above it. But that list with the laundry, doing the laundry, it was on the top of that list for sure, Rebbe. Doing laundry, putting the socks in the laundry bin, on that list of the laundry, you were on the top. But that's the kesher I had with my Rebbe. We're close like this. Like this. We've been so close. I can't tell you how close we are. We're close! So close, me and my Rebbe. The problem is, Rebbe side. The person fools himself. And he thinks he can keep a kesher. Doesn't have to be here. You have to get a kesher with any Rebbe, wherever you are. Make a kesher with a Rebbe over there. But to have somebody who's influencing you, who inspires you, who gets you to think, who gets you to feel his presence, who went in the Hayim and the Soya, and you can think that you can think and realize and understand what he's been teaching you and preaching to you, and it comes out, and you stand in the Soya.
And when it comes to a matter that's difficult, you say, what would my Rebbe do at this moment? Would he give up? Would he throw in the towel? Or would he push on? Would he say, okay, it's too hard for me? Or would he say, keep going, keep pushing, you'll get there? Those are the words I have to ring in my ears when I go back. Those are the words I have to accompany when I, wherever I go. For those are the things that are going to help me. That's the Ksonis Pasim that we take back. And if it's not the Ksonis Pasim, the Mustayuknoi, the picture! To carry the picture, not just in your wallet, with all your other pictures that are not really, your Rebbe wouldn't be so happy with. But to carry the picture in your mind. To take the Rebbe with you, to take the yeshiva experience with you, to take those days that you shtag in Torah, the experience that you had, and the feelings of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those feelings that you established over here, to take it with you for life. Because life is going to present us with these challenges. And we have to be able to stand up to those challenges. But we need, as Yaakov gave Yosef, we need koichos. We need things that can help us. We need things that can remind us. We need things that will push us through. We don't want to lose it! Too much went into all the work to eventually lose it at the end! That's the soid of Yosef HaTzadik. And this is what we have to learn, each and every one of us. We have to know to get a kesher with what, with the Torah, with the Ibn Yishlam, with the Rebbe, especially somebody that we can talk to. Get a kesher with it's an Avrech, whatever it is, somebody who inspires us. And take that with us for life, Rabbi Sad. And that is the soid I want to end of Chanukah, Rabbi Sad. Yevonim. The whole Yisoid was Misyavnim, getting sunken into Olam Hazeh. Too much. Let's get involved with the beguf, the body. Let's get involved with technology. Hischadshus, forget about the past. You Jews too much are looking in the past, the ancient rabbis. We are connected, Rabbi Yisai. We root ourselves back. The Ma'il of a Rebbe, Rabbi Yisai, is not only a spiritual guide, but he's one step closer back to the Masorah, back to Sinai, Rabbi Yisrael. He had a Rebbe, who his Rebbe was back to the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Yisrael. Rebbe Acha Rebbe. And that connects you, Rabbi Yisrael, all the way back to Sinai. The Yevonim said, well, forget it, the new, improved version. Here I am. New and improved. We look at the new and improved version backwards, Rabbi Yisrael. They were new and improved. We can't handle this or this world. We need the koichas and the strength for the dvarim that they told us. That was the mechama of the Yadas neged the Yevonim. And this is what we have to work with and deal with. And this is what we have to do, Rav Yisai. Because everybody's going to have nisyonos. Olam hazeh mole nisyonos. We don't want to have them. We don't ask for them. But they're going to be around. And we have to be ready for them. We have to be prepared. This is our job. This is our charge. This is what yeshiva is all about. We should be zoich of Eiz Hashem to be koina, the chokhma of the Torah. We should be zoich to be koina and have those things, those koiches, those things that the Rebbeim and people that teach us, our parents, wherever they are, give us over, the tzonis pasim that they give us over to take with us. And we should take with us that musti yokno, that picture. Have it with us wherever we are. Sometimes in the dormitory, we need that picture of Isaiah. When someone slips us under the table, one of those machines, and he says, come on, just one movie, just one thing, watch. And you're about to turn it on, and that stuff could be poison going into your brain. One picture, one this, poison, wow. And the Nisoyan is there, and you don't realize how much of your us could be totally in these things, Rabbi Yisrael. You could remember Shtag Ari, and then another downfall. You're going to go on a strong path, another downfall. And you need the strength! And then you see on your wall, Rabbi Yisrael. You took down last week the hero from the heroes, George McIntosh.
champion arch and boast. It's a guy. He took that down last week after he saw the hero shmuels. Up there is a picture of my Rebbe. I look one in the Rebbe's eyes, and I see the Rebbe's eyes staring at me. And I see the Rebbe telling me, what's going to be with your oil of my bar? What's going to be with your oil of my bar? This Rebbe cared for you. He took care of you. He nurtured you. What's going to be, Yankel, with your oil of my bar? And he takes the machine and he smashes it across the room. Because he saw that the Musti Yuknar. That's what we have to take with us, Avoisa. That's the Yisoid. And that's how we go through Olam Hazeh. And if we're strong, and if we gird our strength to handle, withstand the Yisoidness, Avoisa, then the Schar is unbelievable. Yosef HaTzadik is Zoicha to unbelievable. He got even the Taiva, even the thing that was every guy, he got the daughter, he got her, she became his wife. He became the king. Everybody was Yishak HaPol of Zer Chazal, all because of this Nisayon. Neis Kriyas Yosef! B'schuso shel Yosef HaTzadik, that he stood with the Nisayon of Nisayon. You know what you could do for Klaizo when you stand in that Nisayon of Nisayon? You know what you could do for your families? You know what you could do for the guns Klaizo? Vayonas mitnei hanos. Let's take the koichas, let's take what we can get. Let's make the ksharim. Let's be stand up strong and go withstand those nisyonos and be zorcha to all the toiv and the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give upon us. We should be zorcha to the koich of withstand nisyonos. Hashem should look down upon us. And the lashon of nisyonos, lashon neis, that when we stand through nisyonos, when we taka oimel to be oimel to be nisyonos, that brings nisim and floys. That's a nais kriyam siyamsuf, Rabbeinu. A nais kriyam siyamsuf for the nais, for the nisayim, much a nais. We should be zoicha through all the conquering of nisayim to the nis nais hagodol of Mashiach Sikeinu in heaven.